I saw a car parked on School Street in Montpelier, not far from the library. It had a bumper sticker that said, "I heart bacon." I smiled. Imagine a person putting that bumper sticker on his car because he's so enamored with Francis Bacon. The first taste I got of bacon was in college when I was reading English at University College London. A contemporary of Shakespeare's, Bacon was a man of parts. An eminent philosopher and statesman, he was a member of Parliament, and he held positions of authority under both Queen Elizabeth and James I. But after he fell deeply in debt, his political career ended in disgrace with allegations of corruption. Bacon was also a hugely influential scientist. In fact, he's considered the father of the scientific method. And he was a distinguished author. His best-known work, his volume Essays, contains short pieces on topics such as adversity, beauty, boldness, cunning, death, and revenge. It was extremely well-received and is still highly regarded. The book's first essay, Of Truth, begins with this famous sentence. "What is truth?" asked jesting Pilate, and would not stay for an answer. Bacon explains that Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor best known for his role in the trial and crucifixion of Jesus, wouldn't stay to learn what truth is because a fixed belief is a kind of bondage, and because there's a delight in giddiness, giddy meaning frivolous, impulsive, flighty. Moreover, people like lies, Bacon asserts, not only because it's hard work to find truth, but also because there's a natural love of the lie itself. Does anyone doubt, Bacon asks, that if you took out of men's minds vain opinions, flattering hopes, false valuations, and imaginations, it would leave the minds of a number of men poor, shrunken things, full of melancholy and indisposition, and unpleasing to themselves. In sum, Pilate didn't stick around to learn what truth is because he didn't want to be pinned down, because he was giddy, because finding the truth is hard, and because he loved the lie itself. Another statement from the essay, couched in positive rather than negative terms, is carved into the wall of the Library of Congress because it's inspiring. "The inquiry, knowledge, and belief of truth is the sovereign good of human nature." That is, seeking truth, knowing it, and believing in it, Bacon argues, is human nature at its best.